אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
We're joined now by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
It's been 4 weeks since the war started in Israel, and we're still counting.
Yeah, it's the fourth week. Feels like a lot longer than 4 weeks for most people, I imagine. But, yeah, it's just how it is.
And as time goes by, we see more anti-Semitic incidents, both in Sydney and Melbourne. Shane, take us through the headlines.
Yeah, so Sydney police are investigating an alleged anti-Semitic attack against a 44-year-old Jewish man by a crowd of pro-Palestinian supporters late last month, which the victim said he felt lucky to have escaped alive from. Sky News Australia reported on Wednesday that the unidentified man was at a children's playground at a suburb in South Sydney, Arncliffe, and came upon a poster for a pro-Palestinian rally that had already taken place. And the poster was actually already half torn down. And all the man did was he just tore the remaining half of it off, according to the report. Another man in the playground saw him do this and approached to ask if he supported Israel. And then he became threatening and said, allegedly, "I will murder you." The Jewish man phoned the police, but he found himself surrounded by an angry crowd of men and women yelling insults, and then he was hit in the head and fell to the ground. Three men proceeded to kick and punch the victim, allegedly, yelling slurs such as, "You pro-Jew dog." A passerby called the police, but by the time the police arrived, the attackers had already fled. Police have asked witnesses to come forward and are analyzing CCTV footage from the area, according to that report. The victim was hospitalized for 4 days with injuries such as fractures to his spine, facial injuries and concussion. And he told Sky News that he felt very lucky to be alive.
This is not good. There are more and more incidents where Jews are being attacked in public. Obviously, it's a warning sign to the authorities. The war in Israel is showing its effect on the Jewish community in Australia. What else can you tell us about this issue, Shane?
Yeah, so just going on this anti-Semitic increase, there's actually been evidence of the trend rising. Co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Alex Rivkin, said, "Our country is in a fragile place right now and we need leadership at all levels to hold our society together. A spate of anti-Semitism has marred Australia's multicultural fabric in the wake of Hamas's heinous October 7 rampage and Israel's ongoing military response." And the council has recorded over 100 incidents of anti-Semitism in Australia in just 4 weeks. Posters likening Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu to Hitler have been displayed in Sydney in the eastern suburbs. Islamic preachers have spouted anti-Semitic slanders and condoned Hamas's atrocities. Pro-Hamas propaganda has been spotted in Jewish areas of Sydney and Melbourne, while posters of Israeli hostages have been torn down and defaced in many locations. And Jews on campus have been targeted. On Sunday, the driver of a mobile digital billboard truck displaying the kidnapped hostages in Sydney was advised by police to avoid driving to Bondi Beach because visitors from out of the area, quote, may take exception. Rivkin said the surge in anti-Semitism is entirely predictable in light of weekly protests calling for attacks on Israeli civilians and the destruction of the Jewish state. He said it's entirely predictable when the Greens and prominent influencers and athletes use their platform to divide our society by characterizing the war to destroy Hamas as a war crime and spreading disinformation about Jews and about Zionism. He said most terrifying of all is that you have Islamic leaders who are trusted clerics glorifying rapists and torturers and encouraging their followers to emulate them. New South Wales police have confirmed they are investigating those Hitler posters. David Ossip, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies president, said the individuals who put up these sinister posters knew exactly what they were doing, choosing images that would inflict maximum trauma and placing them in the heart of Sydney's Jewish community. A member for Wentworth Allegra Spender, said she had again conveyed the importance of supporting the Jewish community to the Prime Minister and other senior government ministers. And Kelly Sloan, Vaucluse State MP, said that anti-Semitic displays are targeted and vile and have no place in any community. Now, shifting over to Melbourne, on Tuesday morning in the Wall of Hope, which is outside the Beth Weitzman Community Centre, which is dedicated to the 240-plus hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, was found, the Wall of Hope was found graffitied with Free Palestine message. Beth Weitzman Chair Sam Tataka said, "It's a great shame that some people are so filled with hate." He said, "This will not stop us from publicizing their plight, and our community is unbowed by this act of wanton destruction directed at the heart of our community center." Zionism Victoria Executive Director Zeddy Lawrence noted that on Monday evening, 250 people had attended a memorial service at the center for the 1,400 Israelis slaughtered by Hamas. He added, "Last night at the Beth Weitzman Center, we mourn for those innocent victims of the State of Israel, and this morning we grieve at the sorry state of multiculturalism here in Victoria." And lastly, protests complete with slogans such as "From the River to the Sea," which is a denial of Israel's right to exist, and "Kabya, Kabya, O the Jews, the army of Muhammad will return," which is a reference to a 7th century massacre of Jews, have continued in cities across Australia, many also with anti-Semitic signage. And on Tuesday, demonstrators lighting flares and chanting Free Palestine clashed with police outside Flemington Racecourse on Melbourne Cup Day.
One thing I do not understand, Shane, is that even if the police get to those who shout anti-Semitic statements or create vandalism or even a hate speech towards any religious group or any particular community, the police may have them in custody, but then they get released and they may do it again. So where are the tough laws in Australia on this?
Yes, I guess, they could always obviously get them for vandalism, but there are some new laws. They're only new, so they're just being introduced, and there has to be more education campaigns and promotion about it. But yeah, there are some new laws coming in regarding, Nazi signs and things like that, and racial vilification as well. So yeah, that should help, but I guess because those are relatively new, it might take a while for them to actually have the effect that's desired.
Let's move on to other news, and in politics, the Greens staging a walkout in Parliament during question time where they accuse Israel with war crimes in Gaza.
Yeah, so the Australian Greens have, quote, shown themselves to be in the camp of Israel haters and not a group that the Jewish people can rely on for political or moral support, so declared Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein this week. After all 11 of the Greens senators staged a walkout during question time last Monday in Parliament. After accusing Israel of, quote, carpet bombing Gaza, targeting civilians and committing war crimes for the world to see, Greens Deputy Leader Marine Faruqi, wearing a keffiyeh, demanded the government call for a ceasefire. She said, "Today we bring the people's protest into Parliament. Free, free Palestine," she declared with her fist in the air, before the senators staged their walkout. Now, Rubenstein said he was disgusted by that public walkout and theatrics in the National Parliament. He said, put simply, the Australian Greens deserve to be condemned. And Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Liebler noted the Greens didn't walk out, quote, when Syrian forces literally starved Palestinians to death. He said they are silent about Lebanon's persecution of Palestinians. He said the Greens barely uttered a word about the 500,000 deaths in Syria or the hundreds of thousands of deaths in Yemen. He said only when Israel is involved do the Greens find their voice. And there's a word for that. Executive Council of Australian Jury co-CEO Alex Rifkin said the Greens have shown themselves to be the enemies of peace and launderers for anti-Semites at home and murderous thugs abroad. And their inability to condemn the mass atrocities of October 7 without attempting to justify crimes that no decent person would ever justify, destroyed what little human rights credentials the Greens had. Now, Greens leader Adam Bandt has also been slammed for promoting a pro-Palestinian rally with a map showing the entire land of Israel as Palestine on social media. Rifkin said Bandt either knows the anti-Israel movement wants to strip Jews of their homeland and he supports them anyway, or he is still somewhat oblivious to their plainly stated violent aims. Either way, Rifkin said, since October 7, he has shown himself to be devoid of integrity and moral clarity while being attracted to anti-Semites.
Okay, thanks for the update. Let's move on to maybe one more story. Shane, something positive maybe to finish off with?
Yes, so this happened in Sydney and Melbourne. So in Sydney, the success and positive feedback from a volunteer-led United with Israel rally in Sydney CBD on October 29 has inspired a larger follow-up rally to be held in Sydney CBD this Sunday. Of course, 4,000 members on October 29, members of the community marched from Martin Place to Circular Quay, holding Bring Them Home Now posters. Encouraged by that turnout, co-organizer Hagit Ashual said that the Set Them Free rally has been approved for November 12 in Sydney City. She hopes an even larger turnout will be achieved, adding that the latest event has received a huge boost with the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry and 10 other Jewish organizations being partners for this event. So that's fantastic. And in Melbourne, thousands of Melbourne Jews turned out last Friday to show solidarity with Israel at Prince's Park. It was awash with Israeli and Australian flags as between 2,000 to 3,000 people gathered for the Sing, Pray and Love for Israel event, which Rabbi Moshe Kahn said was a true celebration of unity, love and the unbreakable bonds that tie us all together.
Beautiful. I like these positive news towards the end. At least some bright light at the end of the tunnel. Shane Ziatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much for speaking to us and speak to you again next week.
My pleasure. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.